Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning we have a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 19 through 27. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother, Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." This gospel reading we have today commemorates great saints in our church, Saints Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And we read this reading and it's taken a little bit out of a grander context, but many of us know this story, the story of Lazarus dying. We might not remember the bits that come before it, though. Jesus gets word that Lazarus is sick. This is why Martha exclaims that if he had been there, her brother would not have died. Jesus knew that Lazarus was sick. And before this reading, before he arrives at their home, he waits for 3 days. Jesus waits, knowing that Lazarus is sick. And it can cause us to question, why? Why would he do that? Why would Jesus not immediately act when he saw that someone was ill? When he saw that someone could be healed and could be restored to health? Why didn't Jesus act right away? This is what is answered in our reading today. Jesus allowed, didn't desire it, didn't will it, but allowed that Lazarus would be sick and would die. We know he didn't want this because when Jesus saw that Lazarus was dead in the tomb, we get the shortest line in scripture, Jesus wept. So Jesus was so disheartened that Lazarus had died. He didn't want him to die, but he allowed it to happen so that Martha, Mary, the Jews that were there, even Lazarus, even Jesus' apostles, his disciples that were following him, might have their faith increased, right? That Mary would actually see that her brother would rise from the dead, that Martha would actually believe what she says to Jesus, she believes that he is in fact the resurrection and the life, and that whoever believes in him, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in him will never die. Jesus allowed something awful to happen so that he might show his power, so that he might show that he is in control of life and death, and that he is the resurrection and the life. Brothers and sisters, in our lives, Jesus never wills that we die, never wills that we suffer, but he allows it in his permissive will. He doesn't actively desire it, but he is God, and he brings all things to good for those who love him. And so, brothers and sisters, take heart and rejoice today, because Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and that we who believe in him will never die. That we who believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming, who is already in this world, and who will bring to fulfillment all that we desire, all that is in him. We will have life in Jesus Christ. So that we, like Martha, might exclaim, I believe, Lord. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events that are offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, God bless, and have a wonderful morning.